Hello, my name is Joseph Churchwood.
And the rest of the text?
You're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Type Radio FM.
Now we're talking.
Hello, you're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the TypeShed 11 conference in Wellington, New Zealand. It's Sunday, February 15, 2009, and our guest is Joseph Churchwood. Welcome.
Thank you.
You were born in Samoa in 1932?
That's right. 20th of August.
And you moved to New Zealand. When was that?
I moved to New Zealand in February 1946 when I was 13.
And why did you move? Why did you decide to move to New Zealand?
My grandmother brought me here to go to school. But originally, I was enrolled at grammar school in Auckland. And then I discovered my grandmother was coming by train to Wellington. And then I cried and cried until she brought me here. The minute I arrived here, I love Wellington better than Auckland. Auckland is too big.
Is Wellington more similar like Samoa?
Well, Samoa is a lot smaller, but what I like about Wellington is that whichever suburb you talk about, it's not very far to go to. But in Auckland, it's massive.
And what sparked your interest in typography?
Well, my interest in typography is that I took up art in Wellington Technical College, and then they were teaching us lettering. But when I took up, and then I left, 1949 I left Wellington Tech, and I got a job at Charles Haynes Advertising, the fourth floor of the Dominion Buildings, not far away from here. And that's when they pushed me to do hand lettering. Other artists were too lazy. It takes too long. So I hopped in. I was working 7 days and seven nights a week. It was plenty of overtime. But I did all the hand lettering for advertising. And that's how I learned. I didn't learn. It improved my knowledge.
And how did you find out that you had a talent for lettering?
Well, it's quite funny. When I had my machines, I bought some machines from Berthold, Germany. In fact, when I went into business, I bought all my machines from Berthold. And then the agents here that I ordered my machines with saw me doing some hand lettering. And they said, "Joseph, how about doing an alphabet and we'll send it to Berthold?" So I did a couple, and Berthold accepted immediately. And then I went up to 20. Oh, I was so thrilled. I completed 20 Churchwood typefaces. And then I went up to 54. And I was absolutely thrilled.
And were there other, did you have any competition? Or were you the only one?
Well, I never had any competition, really. Well, perhaps I did in Germany, but they never mentioned it. But I was in all their books and so forth. They were absolutely thrilled with me. But all my machinery came from Berthold. And then, of course, in 1988, I was the first one to enter to inspect the Apple Mac. And the Apple Mac, they asked me to give them a symbol of my business, so they figured in, and they showed me six or seven variations of the same symbol. And I got a shock. I thought it was a toy. And then I discovered the biggest shareholder was Walt Disney. So I thought it's a cartooning machine. So I wiped it. But a few months later, I lost my business.
What happened?
In a depression in 1988. And what happened? The computer took all the work away from me. But also, Berthold collapsed before I did. But then, all my machines came from Berthold.
So you didn't have any backup anymore from the Berthold company?
No, they just closed down, eh? And apparently I heard that they're starting up again in America somewhere, Berthold. But it's a German company.
And what happened with the licensing, the rights of the alphabets that you made for
them? Oh, it just disappeared. They never contacted me again. Well, perhaps they didn't have an office anymore. But I had a lot of other contracts around Germany and America. But when I collapsed, they all disappeared. When I came back from Samoa in 95, I contacted one of them. And then I receive an envelope with $5 in it.
And that's all.
That's all. I never heard from him again.
So how did you make your living then?
Well, today I got a pension, an old age pension. Of course, I'm now 76. When I was 57, I used to tell people I was 57. When I was 75, right? But now I'm 76, I can't tell people I'm 67.
I read somewhere that you're also part Chinese, of Chinese descent.
Well, actually, I'm part Tongan, part Samoan, part Chinese, part Scottish, and Churchwood is English. My great-grandfather Churchwood was the English consul in Samoa. He was there for 5 years. But when my grandfather was born, he ran away and went back to his wife in England.
Can I have that? It's making a noise in the microphone.
So. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's fine. About the Chinese, is there a Chinese influence in your work, you think? Is that somewhere to
well,
be seen?
Well, I think some letters has got a Chinese touch. I always tell people, when I get fed up with drawing letters, I go around for a walk, but I can feel somebody pushing me to get back to work. And I keep telling people, must be my Chinese blood inside of me. But then now I've started to tell people, I got five bloods in me, they're probably fighting over me inside and pushing me to go back to work.
And out of the 604, do you have one favorite typeface?
They're all my favorite.
Yeah? There's not one that you...
Yeah, I love them all because it took me... They take me... One typeface takes me 150 hours to 300 hours to do. So they must be my favorites.
And how do you come up with the names?
While I'm doing it, like 300 hours, I'll soon think of a name. But it's always a Churchwood, eh? But it's my gift to human beings. When I'm gone, long gone, I want them all to use it around the world. It's my gift to the human beings.
Do you see a lot of your fonts, your typefaces, the usage of your typefaces? Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it here and there, but now and again I see somebody else is copying them. It's slightly different from my original.
There's also a lot of Maori influences in some of the typefaces?
Well, no, I've done 8 Maori typefaces. And my very first Maori typeface, I called it New Zealand. And you know the Dutch call this country New Zealand. But when I started designing other ones, I call it Churchwood Maori instead of New Zealand.
And where did you, because the Maori didn't have a writing system, right?
Well, some Maoris tell me stop copying our typefaces.
So they did have a writing system?
No, they didn't have a type. They still haven't got one typeface. But it's my gift to them when I'm gone. Perhaps when I'm gone, they'll say a Maori fellow by the name of Joseph Church would design them all. Fair enough. Don't forget, Maoris were part Samoans. They originally came, from what I hear, they came from Samoa. In fact, all Polynesians came from Samoa.
Do you teach also?
No. I wanted to teach my kids, but then I thought about it. I don't want my kids to be sitting so many hours on the table. So I never taught them. But they keep on asking me.
You also work with your sons, don't you?
Oh, when I had my business, all my kids were working for me.
And what did they do?
Oh, the girls were typesetting, you know, and my sons were, one was a photographer, and then the other one was run around to get some work. They did all sorts of different things, and another girl was doing all the delivery and picking up work.
So it was quite a family business, actually.
Yes, yes. But there was a lot of other people. They were all good to me. And I was good to them.
But you worked mainly in advertising?
Yeah. Designing all sorts of different things. And
but when your business ended, did you start it up again?
When I went to Samoa, I started a little business. But when I came back, I closed it. But when I came back in 95, I really concentrated on my typefaces. And I completed about 300 or a little more than 300.
And are you currently working on a typeface?
Well, I've just completed my last 18 typefaces, which took me to 600 and, well, 600 actually. But the four I discovered was my first four. I hid it somewhere and I suddenly...
You found them again?
Yeah. Now, I call it number 61, 62, 63 and 64. But it should be 1, 2, 3, 4 in the very beginning.
Maybe you should look in other drawers. Maybe you find some more left over. You might even end up higher than the 604.
Oh,
And when you look,
I'm scared I might find a girl there.
And when you look at the first one to, for example, the last one, is it, do you think there's a very big difference in the skills?
Yes. Big difference. My very first four, I used to do all of Woolworth's advertising and Foursquare. And I used to get the roughs from Woolworths, and they used to scribble the word Woolworths there. And I used to think, oh, that'll make a nice typeface. So I designed a typeface to use for my Woolworths ads. And it was very condensed and bold. And they all said, oh, you're stupid. They said, when they print it, those days they used to print from blocks. They said, when they print it, it'll fill in. But it's soon after that, they start printing from plates, and it's clean. And I think I was the first one to design such a typeface. And I think they were all scared of being blocked. And now they're all doing condensed versions.
Do you like to work? What is your preference? Do you like to work in color or in black and white?
I always work on black and white. why it takes me so long. I got a thin piece of paper. I got to trace all the, in pencil. I got to pencil it out. Then I got to trace it on thicker art paper. And then I got to outline it with ink. And then I got to fill it in with black paint. And then I got to go around every letter with white paint to retouch it. And that's why it takes so long.
And do you have a favorite letter?
Of the alphabet?
Yeah.
Of the alphabet.
Oh, I don't know. They're all the same to me. But when I scribble any letter, I see all variations I can use for. That's how I discovered so many. When I'm working on each letter, I can see all different styles.
You also made personalized versions of existing typefaces, like you've added things to Helvetica, for instance.
Mm.
Why did you do that?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, of course. You made different versions of Helvetica, like typefaces, other typefaces.
Oh, it's probably in my brain, because I used to love Helvetica. I used to use Helvetica for everything I did before I start designing. But perhaps it's in my brain, no matter what I design, in comes the idea of Helvetica. I still love Helvetica, but I don't see it being used anymore.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
There's a film about
Helvetica. Yeah, it was very, very popular,
yeah.
Helvetica.
Well, it's becoming very, very popular again.
So. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But that's before I started designing. I was using it for everything I did.
Now, what I was saying is you made your own versions of Helvetica.
Probably.
Why did you do that? Because
probably the idea is in my head of what it looks like. Mm. And when I draw any letter, I think of Helvetica. Perhaps that's why.
So you're not aware of like what is exactly different between your version and the original version?
Yeah. Actually, to be honest, I can't remember what Helvetica looks like now, but
it's okay.
When I see it, I recognize it, and I love it. I still love it, to be honest.
Why do you use photocopying machines a lot?
Well, I do. I used to, when I first started, I used to do each letter about nearly a foot high. So it's cleaner when it's reduced. But then I ended up with artwork nearly 6 feet wide and 6 feet deep. And then I slowly started to, but those days I had a photographic department in my business, and my photographer used to reduce it down. But now I haven't got a dark room or anything like that. So now I've reduced it to 70 millimeters deep. And I do it on A3 sheets of paper, and then I reduce it to A4 size to give prints to type makers.
You have also your book was launched?
Yes, I'm very thrilled with that.
Does it feature all 604 typefaces?
Well, I think he's only just managed to put in the list of 604, all the names, and he said it's a full page, A4.
Wow. And how long were you working on this book?
I don't know. It's David.
How long did you work together on the book?
No, I just keep on sending him prints of everything, and he's been a few times up to my studio to interview me. And he always grabs what he sees, what he wants to put in the book. Oh, he's very good. And I'm very proud of him and the book. And the other thing I'm loving is he's decided to. I did a cover in 1949 for 1950 for Wellington Technical College magazine, and it's got 1950, and now it's got Joe Churchwood on it. And when he saw it, he loved it because it's a picture of the front of the college. And he's loved it, and now it's going to be the front cover.
Very nice.
Type radio. Now we're talking.